Swing Cast.
I was in a
69.
You were
in
a 69 with her. And then he was fucking her.
Episode one. Hello and welcome to Swing Cast.
Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm John.
And we're here. Our first episode. How exciting.
Yeah, we're sitting here out in our...
home office, and we're just getting...
our recording studio.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, John and I have been married for almost 14 years. We were best friends for a few years before that and dating, so we've been together for a long time. We've been swinging or in the lifestyle for about 5 years, would you say?
Yeah, I guess so.
We are, I guess, what you call it is soft swing. We've never fully swapped. You want to add something to that, John?
Oh, we've had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun.
We're going to share some of those fun times with our listeners.
We do everything but. And right. We're going to...
some of the recordings that we've done, you know, this is our first show. But really, we've already done about five shows. We've taken a small little pocket recorder with us and done some podcasting in our car on our way and shared our thoughts of what's about to happen during the night
and
with each other.
Give you the play-by-play afterwards.
So stay tuned for that.
Some of it's a little, it's hard to hear a little because we're not here in our studio.
And some of it is... very R to X rated. So if you are underage, turn off now.
Turn off now because it is R.
But if you are a consenting adult who is interested in learning more about the lifestyle or just sharing your own lifestyle experiences, then turn off.
Just want to have fun. Okay. This is real.
And this was our very first episode in our car. We had just gotten our little voice recorder. We decided to go out for a night to a local swing club in Southern California, and I guess we just take it from there and let them listen in.
You'll listen in.
All right.
Enjoy.
Okay, so we're still not there yet.
That was a big sigh there.
We're still not there yet. We're still driving. Some things that we'll take in with us. I will just take driver's license, cash.
How much cash?
Take like maybe $100.
Why?
I can't ever remember how much it is to get in this one. It's either $60 or $80, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then, some extra money for tipping the bartender.
Sure. Sometimes they accept tips, sometimes they don't. Can't remember. But
always
that's
good to have cash on you for that.
Yeah,
good service. Take care of our bartenders. They're working hard.
I think this place comes with towels, but check to make sure if you're going to try a place that they provide the towels. If not, bring a towel.
Some places provide condoms, some don't.
I've never been to one that doesn't provide condoms.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You should probably have some condoms.
They should have condoms. But,
they have breath freshener here.
Oh, yeah, and it's good if you can put magical thing to take is a bottled water, like with a squirt top, and sneak that in, because if you're up and it gets kind of hot up there, and the water is a lifesaver, and you can, usually they don't like you to take drinks back in the playrooms, so a little bottled water you can put under your towel. That's a good tip. Do you have any tips?
They don't let the cell phones in because most of the phones now have cameras, and so they don't want people snapping pictures in there and all that good stuff. So, that's why the no camera rule, no phone rule.
I think you can put them in lockers, can't you?
Yes, they have lockers. You don't need to check your cell phone and come back to it or whatever. Have in there.
You gotta go buy some liquor here.
We will do that. Because most of these clubs, including the one we're going to tonight, it's BYOB. So bring whatever you like to drink, and then they supply the cups and the mixers. No drugs allowed, usually at most every place we've been. Coming and going back in is also really frowned on, so try to have all your stuff that you do need with you. You can get a locker if you have to.
Hi, this is Allie again, and we made it to our hotel, and John picked up some liquor. We had a few cocktails, and this next clip is us in the car from the hotel to the club.
Okay, we're on our way to a club.
Shaved and dressed.
Shaved and dressed and lotioned and a little cocktail and ready to go. Excited about it. We're in the car on our way. I always get this tingly, like nervous feeling right before we go, even though we've been here about, what, 4 or 5 times?
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Can you get that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
here we
We're all silent, getting ready, shaving, getting all dressed up, you know.
Schoolgirl night. She's
it's
got on shorts. Shorts. Schoolgirl.
I finally get to wear it. I got it last year for Halloween, and I didn't get to wear it. And it's naughty schoolgirl night tonight. So I've got it on, and I had to walk down in the lobby at the hotel in my skirt. And John's got my stockings in his pocket because I didn't want
in the lipstick
because I didn't want to wear it going down there.
And naughty then, girl towelette.
And then as we were walking through the lobby, I like slid my shoes just like slid on the tile floor, and I was trying to be like not to be noticed. It was like this big scene in the lobby.
But they probably did notice.
Woo! Okay.
Next stop club.
And I've got some jitters, but we're going to have fun. And I don't know if we're going to try to do some things inside there or just report back. We've got to test it out.
Feel the water,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Check it out.
So I guess what I meant by test the water was see if I could get this little pocket recorder that I had just purchased inside of my towel to record some sex sounds. But as it turns out, that was a bad idea because, first of all, the thing's impossible to hold on to and manipulate in the dark. And and
under your towel.
And
that
under
was
my
a mess.
Towel. And we're just trying to record some sounds of ourselves inside the clubs of no one else. But as it turns out, all you get is a bunch of this. For like an hour.
We need to practice that. We need to next time we'll be better.
Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, interview some of the club owners and some of the people that run these clubs and get some exciting sounds and feels so we can, you know, bring you some of the sounds of what it's like to be in the club, because really it is amazing.
It is amazing.
When you're in there, when there's
a good time.
100 couples going at it and doing all kinds of stuff.
It's wonderful. But this next segment, just remember that this next segment is after long hours of a sexual marathon lots of cocktails.
We had a lot of fun that night.
A lot of fun. And
then we came back to our hotel room, and what you're about to hear is...
Recap of the evening.
So here you go.
All right. So now we're back in our hotel room. Back in the hotel room after the party.
It's 4:45.
Mm-hmm. And it's 4:52 to be exact.
Oh, okay.
And I'm tired.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's like a workout. That's why before we go to these clubs, you just kind of, you're quiet and you're just not thinking about it.
Acrobatic sex.
because
that was the first time we'd ever had a foursome like that. We've had foursomes, but that was probably that guy's fantasy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he's got everybody into position like that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know what was going on. I was on the bottom.
How did it start out? We were...
We were what?
How did it start out?
What do you mean?
It started out, we went into this room with the wolf. It started
well,
out...
Well, no.
We met them and we talked to them.
I had talked to them in the patio.
Right.
While John was getting a drink. And they weren't happy with the first time that they had gone up to the rooms. She was very beautiful.
She was hot.
She was very hot. And he was a little, you know, he was a nice guy.
Marine?
Yeah, he was going to go out to Iraq.
I like the Marines, no.
I do, too. The Marines are cool.
Marines are okay with me.
Yeah, we met two Marines tonight, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we
I guess
the,
he
we
was a little heavier
side.
Than she. Anyway,
they
had
the
a
sex.
No. They had a no. Okay, but they had a bad experience, or not such a good experience, the first time they had gone up to the rooms, the same as us. And while you were getting a drink, I kind of overheard them talking about it. And I said, yes, we were the same way. Because the first time we went up there, we tried to have sex in all these different rooms. And we didn't seem to, like, couldn't find the right spot or...
The right couple.
The right couple or...
To play with.
Or, yeah. It wasn't
But
right.
We still had fun. We had sex. And then we went down.
Yeah.
And then we met them. So we
and
had
we
sex once.
Them.
And then we met them.
For round
And then
two.
We didn't even... But we didn't invite them up or anything.
We just ran into them in one of the playrooms. And they...
Later on in the night, we were like, hey, oh, there they are. We went up there. And then what happened? I started...
They were like
giving you oral.
You were giving me oral, and they
and
were facing
said,
that. They were kind of like faced. She was kind of sprawled out, and he was. Her head was on. Her head was on his.
That was turning,
chest.
Turning me on.
And
she was
sprawled out,
herself.
Fingering herself, and we were you were eating me out or whatever. And we were watching them, and then either he said, I think he said to me, do I want to, what did he say, do I want to go put my head down here or something
oh, I started,
like
we
that?
Started having sex
no, he
doggy
asked,
style.
No, he, and he asked
We started him, having sex doggy style.
Oh, okay.
And
then
he
said, do you want to put your head down here? Talking to me if I wanted to eat her pussy. And then you said something like, oh, we both do, or something like that.
Yeah,
and then
I was giving you sex from behind.
And then you were doggy
styling me. I was giving you
sex
from behind, and you were eating her pussy. And that was hot.
And it was the first time for me. I mean, I'm not used to that. I don't think I'm that good, but, and that's what I said to her. I was like, I'm not that good. I don't know. And she was pierced. That was the first time for me. Her clitoris was pierced.
And I
kept thinking to myself,
I stopped having
this
sex
earring
with you,
is going to...
And we both went down on her. And I used my fingers.
Yeah.
In my mouth, and you use your mouth on her.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on there.
Yeah, she did.
She had fun.
And, no, but when he positioned everybody, when he decided to get it, I know, that was later. He was kind of like off to the side. He had already come. He had come all over his, you know, he must have come. They said that was their first time up there to come.
for the night right before we walked in. So they were on round two.
He was screwing her. You were on the very bottom of the heap. She was on top of you. And she was sucking my dick.
Oh, and someone was sucking my pussy. I don't know who it was. It was either you or her. That's what I was going to ask you.
It was her. You were on the bottom.
He was fucking
you
her.
You were in a 69.
I was in a 69, you were in a 69 with her. And then he was fucking her. And his dick and her pussy were both in my face. And they kept checking to see if I could still breathe. But all I know is someone was sucking my pussy. And I don't know who it was. And that's what I was going to ask you about. Was it you or was it her or what?
No, she was eating your pussy.
And you were fingering me? Or were you fucking me?
My hands weren't on your vagina.
Really?
I hadn't.
Someone was only fingering me.
My penis was in your vagina.
Oh, okay. That was your penis. I'm sorry. Okay. I was trying to figure out how, because I kept hearing you moan, I kept hearing you making noises, and I knew, because I was completely, I could not see, and he was sweet, he was like, checking, can you breathe down there, you know, I was like, I had all three of you guys on, basically. On top. But anyway, it was hot. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Well, and I got cum in my hair, but that's okay.
Now it's almost 5 in the morning.
We got some snacks from the vending machine in the hotel. So we're going to have,
we're probably going to have sex again.
Yeah, but maybe not until in the morning.
It's morning now.
Okay, it's morning now. Okay.
Hey, everybody. That was our first episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And there are more episodes to come, and they're just going to get better and better. So keep checking back at swingercast.com. And if you have any questions or ideas or suggestions, you can email me at Allie, Allie, @swingercast.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night.